Wish you would have bought Bitcoin 10 years ago?
So does everyone else. Did you miss out on Facebook, Google, and Amazon before they had more money than God? Great news. So did everyone else. We're all looking for ways to increase our cash flow. But is there something that works for the everyday person that doesn't require us to be Warren Buffett? I mean, really works. I'm pleased to say there is. And it's simpler than you might think. Stay tuned for the book that will actually make you and countless others rich. Welcome to the Readout Podcast. I'm your host, Jake Welchens. And for the past 10 years, I've been helping young leaders reach their potential. At Readout, our belief is that to lead out, you have to read out. And to read out means to read well and to read broadly. Almost every great leader in history has been a reader, and we wholeheartedly agree with Margaret Fuller when she said, today a reader, tomorrow a leader. Reading is not optional to leadership. It's not the side dish, it's the main course, and in order to become a great leader, you have to dig in. But here's the problem. We here at Readout know that in this day and age, time and energy is hard to come by. My hope is to save you that time and energy and bring you reviews of the best books that can have impact in your life right now. Then I want to teach you to get the most out of these books so that you can become the leader you've always dreamed of being faster than you ever imagined. Our dream is to create a movement of young adults passionate about reading and dangerously effective at leading. Thank you to everyone for sharing this on social media. We absolutely need your help building the movement, and I'm so grateful you would take the time to share this. It means a lot to me, so thank you for doing that. This week, we're continuing a series called Performance Enhancing Books. PEBs for short. These short books are a little controversial. Some might say that they shouldn't be allowed for public use because of how radically they can change your life for the better. I say, why not? Let's hit these next weeks hard with some insider info on books that will enhance your performance in life in all kinds of different areas. But let's keep these books between us. I wouldn't want the secrets to your success getting out because who knows what might happen. Money. We all wish we had more. You may have heard the story of the billionaire who was asked by a reporter, how much is enough? He thought about it and responded, just a little bit more. Now, if you're like me, there's probably a number in your head. If I had this much, I'd be set. What is that number for you? Is it $10,000, $100,000, $500,000, a million? And so on, we could keep going. But we all think if we could just arrive at this point, we'd be satisfied. Unfortunately for most people, this just isn't true. Human nature has documented this for us countless times, whether it's the suave money manager who turns out to be a fraud at the top of a pyramid scheme, or the rich CEO who has sacrificed everything, even the good things in his life, to make another buck. We're not very easily satisfied. Today, I want to help you increase your performance with money. But listen closely. As a leader, here's what I want to drill into your head. Performing better financially is a matter of discipline, much more so than finding the right opportunity or scheme. Get-rich-quick schemes almost always turn out poorly for those involved. Don't believe it? Well, let me tell you the story of one that wrecked an entire country. Shout out to Wikipedia here. In 1992, Albania was just tasting freedom for the first time. They'd been under strict communistic rules for years, but in 92, the Democratic Party of Albania won for the first time. Capitalism and free markets reigned, or so they thought. Many honest people began tackling industry and business for the first time and doing really well. Unfortunately, many dishonest people did as well. Over the course of the next 5 years, pyramid schemes took over the country, and they began to take hold in Albanian society. People began shelling out huge amounts of cash to wonder investors all over the country who were promising 100+ interest on all investments. Everything was great until it wasn't. Slowly but surely, people began to realize their money had disappeared. This affected thousands and thousands of people until people took to the streets. Thousands died in the resulting riots and fights that became known as the Albanian Civil War, all because of pyramid schemes and get rich quick, which wrecked the society. Whoa. All I would ask of you is next time you hear a scheme that can make you rich quick, pause for a second and think about Albania. Now, I'm no stranger to being duped, mostly by myself. I'm what you'd call a strong idealist. I tend to have rose-colored glasses, and sometimes my judgment can be a bit off. One of my best examples of this comes from my junior year in college. I was flush with cash. My tailgating job was booming, and I had a sock full of money to prove it. Yes, literally a sock. I'd stuff it with whatever cash I received and then hide it deep in my closet for no one to find. Brilliant. I know. But then I had an idea. That year, the Wii U, a new console for Nintendo, was coming out. Back when the first Nintendo Wii came out, I mean, it was pandemonium. Here's what you need to know. People had never seen anything like the Nintendo Wii. Thousands of people waited in lines across the country, and they would attest to this. Well, when the Wii came out, they sold out extremely quickly, and for months and months, in order to get a Nintendo Wii, you'd have to shell out 3 to 5 times the amount of a normal one on eBay or the black market somewhere. I remember seeing this, experiencing this, and I logged it in the back of my mind, and I swore that I would buy as many of the next Nintendo console as possible when they came out, and I did. My junior year, when I had that sock full of money, I went to Walmart and put 3 on hold the first day I could. Then I talked to a friend who said, "Why stop there? Don't stop at 3. Do as many as you can." And I agreed. So I went out, got my friends, and put more consoles on hold until I had 10 consoles that I was going to sell. It was a bulletproof idea. They would come out, and I'd be able to sell at least 10 of these that day for major profits. I was going to be rich that day. I was going to need multiple socks to stuff all my money in. Well, the fateful day came. The Wii U was released. I went to sell my batch online, listed it on eBay, and watched as nothing happened. Now, for those of you who don't know, the Wii U ended up being a huge failure. Turns out that Nintendo had learned from their supply shortage with the Wii and had increased production. Not only that, the Wii U was awful. No one wanted it. So there I was with 10 Wii Us no one wanted. Needless to say, I did not get rich quick. Maybe you've tried one of these schemes as well, or dreamed about their possibility. Here's one I want to say to you. Don't buy the hype. If you want to get rich, we have to change our mindset as leaders. Ditch get rich quick and embrace getting rich slowly. Here's what I mean. For years, I had been bouncing back and forth from one financial philosophy to another. I tried stocks. I hated them. I'm slightly neurotic, so staring at a screen looking at stock tickers turned out to be a tough thing for me to let go. Too bad. I then moved on. I tried a more stable thing called Bitcoin. I hated it even more. One day, I was literally staring at my Bitcoin price. Again, I'm a little neurotic. And it dropped $6,000 per Bitcoin in under 2 seconds. I almost had a heart attack and got out quickly. I then tried to save everything from that moment on. Instead of investing, I just put everything in a savings account. And I kept trying new philosophies, so on and so forth, not really sticking to anything, not really increasing my performance with my finances. That's when I found a book that set me free. It not only improved my financial performance dramatically, but did so in an easy-to-comprehend, simple-to-follow way, right up my alley, because you know, I'm no Alfred Einstein over here. It's called The Simple Path to Wealth, and it's written by J.L. Collins. Here's the problem. Financial literacy and know-how can seem ultra complex, but here's why I love this book. J.L. has a gift for simplifying wealth building to an easy formula everyone can do. He's chock full of financial wisdom, but presents his findings in an easy-to-follow, humble way, and that's why I love him. He's the financial rock star you've probably never heard of, and his book changed the way I view money and what I do with it up to this point in my life. Check out this leadership goal from J.L. Collins. You'll love it. This is what he says. Being independently wealthy is every bit as much about limiting needs as it is about how much money you have. It has less to do with how much you earn. High-income earners often go broke while low-income earners get there than what you value. Money can buy many things, none of which is more important than your financial independence. Here's the simple formula. Spend less than you earn. Invest the surplus. Avoid debt. As we discussed in the introduction, do only this and you'll wind up rich. Not just in money, but if your lifestyle matches or exceeds your income, you forfeit your hopes of financial independence. Does it get more simple than that? I don't think so. I was hooked when I picked up this book. He has so much to offer on the subject of improving your performance with money. Every week at Readout, we're going to break down the books we review and recommend some shortcuts to greatness. In other words, if you read this book, these are the 2 to 3 things that will give you the most bang for your buck. Think of them as instant applications you can make until you read this book. This week's shortcuts to greatness from The Simple Path to Wealth are these. Number one, F you money. One of the great concepts in this book is the idea J.O. Collins calls F you money. You can probably figure out what that means. Money that provides freedom for you. He discussed the idea of beginning to build a reserve of FU money that frees you from the uncertainty in your life. It's money that gives you the security to live without constant anxiety about money. I found this idea very motivating. Everyone should be aiming to build a reserve like this, and JL will teach you how. Second shortcut to greatness is this, how to think about money. This is a chapter title, and don't miss this chapter. It will change your life. JL will teach you how to think about money in a way that's sure to increase your performance over the years. My favorite level he discusses in the different levels of how to think about money is the one about considering opportunity cost, something I'd never really considered for a long time before. It will make you better with money. Please check this chapter out. Here's the deal. Everyone wants to increase their performance with money. And here's the great news, you can. But in order to do so, we need to step up as leaders and embrace a new mindset, one that rejects the get-rich-quick mantra of the world and instead embraces the slowness and discipline it takes to build wealth. If you'll embrace this mindset, you too can experience the freedom JL so brilliantly described in his book. Do yourself a favor, pick up JL Collins' book, The Simple Path to Wealth, and make that money. This is your host, Jake Welchens. And remember, life's too short for bad books. Here's what I would ask of you. If there's someone out there who you think could benefit from this podcast, please share it with them. That would make my day. Let's build this thing together. To connect or see what I'm reading right now, follow me on Instagram at Jake Welchens or my Goodreads profile at www.goodreads.com/Jake Welchens. This podcast is brought to you by the Launchpad Podcast Collection. And performed and written by myself, Jake Welchens. Podcast production by the one and only Logan Bongean. See you next time on Readout.